So David was alone in his family. Let's think about this. One of the first things that we have to understand about David is that he was the youngest of eight brothers. He had seven older brothers who, well, you know, they had more privilege than he did in most cases, right? Now, we don't understand that, do we? All of us had great privileges we were growing up, didn't we? Yeah. He was given the worst jobs. I mean, they left him out in the field to be a shepherd. You know, not the best job environment there. It wasn't a glamorous position even in that day. Our little David was a lion killer, a bear killer. You know, the boy eventually slew a giant to keep the Israelite people free from captivity. But he was still alone with his family. If we 1 Samuel 16, if we were to look at that, something interesting happens in David's life at this point. God is fed up with Saul and the way Saul is leading the Israelite people. So God has decided on someone who is going to be the new heir to their throne. God tells Samuel, the prophet, to go and anoint this person. Samuel doesn't know who it's going to be yet, but he just follows God's leading until he finds the person. Now, Samuel ends up at Jesse's house. Jesse was David's father, and he tells him what he's doing. So Jesse parades his seven older sons, you know, perfect human specimens, out in front of him. Anyone with their right mind would want these guys leading their country, right? Well, they're not right. They aren't good enough for this position. And verse 11 tells us in chapter 16, there remains yet the youngest son. And that's what it says in most of our Bibles. But you know, it's interesting. Another way to translate this verse is like this. Well, I still have the runt. How would you like to be called the runt in your family? Maybe you have been called the runt in your family. I don't know. David was affectionately called the runt by his own father. One of your siblings, you know, that gets the credit for everything that you do. If you're the runt, you know, you're blamed for everything that goes wrong. You weren't giving, you know, privileges that all your other brothers and sisters had, right? You weren't treated as well as all your other brothers and sisters. You are the runt, right? It's a lonely feeling, isn't it? Here you are. You want to offer the world all that you have, but no one wants you. Why? Because you're the runt. So you live a lonely, solitary life in your bedroom or behind closed doors. You feel alone. You just don't realize how close the God of the universe is to you. God is within touching distance of you when you are at your worst. When you feel the loneliest, God is close to you. You may be alone in your family. You may feel alone, but God has plans for you. God is closer than you think. But, you know, it wasn't just in David's family that he felt alone. Even after he made some progress in his life and got a great job, David still felt lonely. He was still alone in his life. David's popularity began to grow around the kingdom. He even grew more popular than King Saul. Uh-oh.